Today we'll review the teachings of Blessed Mother Teresa and focus on three words: thirst, heart, and covenant. Stay tuned, it's coming right up. Hello there, welcome to the Sunday edition of the Gary Zimak Show. It's great to be back here with you as we begin day 31 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We are very close. Congratulations for hanging in there. Well, today's program, what we'll do is review the teachings of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta and focus on three words: thirst, heart, and covenant. Now, tomorrow, on our Monday program, we will look at the teachings of St. John Paul II, again, a review. And then Tuesday, we'll do a review of the entire process and just wrap it all up so that Wednesday we will be ready to make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I bet you never thought this day would get here. I mean, it's been a long time, but as you're into it, and I know this from doing it for so many years now, as you're into it, it tends to go faster than you think it would. It's just a great thing once you get into focusing on what it is that we have to learn each day. You're into it, you're concentrating on the material, and it goes a lot faster. So we're a few days away from making our total consecration. I just want you to know that what I plan to do is that on Wednesday we'll read the consecration prayer here on the program. Now, if possible, I recommend that you do it at church. This is what St. Louis de Montfort always recommended, that you go to Mass and that you pray your consecration prayer silently after communion. Great time to do it. Bring your booklet with you and do that if you can. Unfortunately, we all can't make it to daily Mass on Wednesday, so I'll be doing the prayer here. Now, you could read it at home if you'd like, on your own, but if you want to read it together as a group, we'll be able to do that as well. So I'm going to do that on Wednesday, and I really hope you'll join me, because what we'll do also is on Wednesday, as we prepare to consecrate ourselves, I'll share some information about total consecration. And then Thursday and Friday, we'll use the rest of the week to focus on where do we go from here? How do we live out our total consecration, or our Marian entrustment, as St. John Paul II calls it? So, and then next, the Monday after that, we'll go back to our regular 5-night-a-week 30-minute broadcast of this show. We'll have a daily scripture reading from the Mass. We'll read the Mass readings each day, and I'll have a separate theme each day as well. So if you'd like to stick around after we make total consecration, I'd love to have you. This show has now been on the air for, we're in our fifth year now, so in December we'll hit that official five-year point, and we'll begin our sixth year. It's just been an amazing journey that I've been able to do this on Blog Talk Radio. Every fall we do the total consecration. I intend to keep that up, God willing, and that, you know, certainly depends on your support too. So we'll talk more about it as we get closer, but if you want me to keep on doing it, I'd love to do it. If you want to help out financially, you know that I really need the help, and I certainly could use your donations. And we have an Advent retreat coming up, as well as a Lenten retreat. So we're going to do all those right from in the comfort of your home. You can listen just as you did this. I think we should certainly try to do something for Advent if we want to really live out our Catholic faith and become closer to the Lord. And always, it's often tricky. What should I do for Advent? Advent's a tough time. Advent's a tough time to go out of the home and do a retreat or do any extensive reading because we're so busy. So I really hope you'll be able to join me. I'm going to try to keep it as simple as possible this Advent. I'll let you know what we're going to be doing. And then in Lent, we'll do a Lenten retreat as well. And I really hope you can be a part of that too. I don't want to lose you just because total consecration is over. And as I mentioned on the program last night, I'm going to try to consolidate all of these links so that there's one page on my website to go to, so that if someone you know wants to go through this total consecration process, they can find all 33 broadcasts right in one place. That's the goal. We'll see how close I come to making that goal a reality. I get busy at times. I have this book project I'm working on right now. I'll be doing some upcoming traveling. So it's going to get a little challenging, but I'll really try to make an effort to get that up in the next few weeks. And I'll send out a newsletter letting you know about that, an email newsletter. So if you're signed up for my mailing list, you'll be able to get notification of that when it's ready. Remember that you can contact me with any questions. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I really hope you do continue to pursue this total consecration. You do continue to pursue a relationship with the Blessed Mother. And we'll talk more about how that can be possible. This is a very special commitment that you're making on Wednesday. You're entrusting your life to her. You're giving her control over your life, hoping and trusting that she will turn you into a saint. And that's the beauty of this devotion. It does require trust. It does require faith. It's not a guarantee. Nothing is a guarantee in when it comes to faith. When we put our faith in the Lord, we're not getting something. It requires us to see beyond what our eyes can see. That's what faith is. Now, certainly this devotion is approved by the church. It's a good thing. It will bear great fruit in your life. But there's certainly an element of trust involved there. And I think we're at the point now, we've gone through this. We're going to talk about some of Blessed Mother Teresa's ideas today. And we'll understand one of her words is, well, it's actually one of her words is thirst, one is heart, and one is covenant. And there are duties that we'll have when we make our total consecration, and duties that Mary will have as well. We'll go through the list. We've read it before. We're going to read it again today. But you'll see that your duties are a lot easier than Mary's duties. She's going to deliver a lot more than you will have to. But you're still going to have to trust. You're going to have to trust. But I would say give it some time and just see what happens with this devotion in your life. See if it bears fruit in your life. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, but don't expect it to happen all at once. Quick reminder that tomorrow morning I'll be on Wake Up on Catholic Community Radio in Louisiana. So if you're in the Louisiana area, I hope you can tune into the program. CatholicCommunityRadio.org is their website. You can also go to that site and not only listen to the program, but you can watch it. There's a link on there. They do a live webcast. You can't see me, fortunately for you, because I'm coming in remotely and I'm not in the studio, but you get to see them do the program. You get to hear the program. You get to see Jeff and Johnny and Gabby, and you'll hear me and see a little picture of me. So that's the way it works, but I do that program every Monday. And in addition to being a co-host, I will also do my Be Not Afraid segment where we look at a Bible verse to help you to overcome anxiety. So that's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Catholic Community Radio out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But right now, it's time to pray. Let's pray together. Let's remember that we are in the presence of the Lord, that He's with us, that He hears us, and that He is waiting to reply to our prayer requests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us another day to know you, to love you, to serve you. We ask you to bless us, and our family, those around us. We ask you to help anyone who is sick today, anyone who is anxious or lonely or suffering or dealing with financial issues or weather-related problems, or even religious persecution. We ask you to help them, to allow them to feel your peace, and to realize that you are always there with them. Father, we ask you to help us as we continue our walk toward total consecration. It's challenging, especially when we near the end of the road with total consecration. It's challenging to keep the momentum going. It's not easy for us sometimes to continue to be persistent each day and prepare. Especially as we near the end, we could get a little tired, we could be ready to give up. So we ask for the boost that we need to keep going, to really keep meditating upon this material so that we can really process it and learn what Marian consecration is all about. Father, we realize by now that it's a great gift, and we thank you for the gift of the Blessed Mother. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, who helps us to grow closer to you and to Jesus. We ask you to help us And please give us ways that we can help others, that we can bring others closer to you through this great devotion of Marian consecration. Father, I present this program to you. I give it to you now, and I ask you to handle, to take charge. Please speak through me today, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We also give you all of our problems. We know that you can take care of them for us. We trust you with them. We ask you to answer our prayers, take care of our needs, and always keep us close to you. We ask for this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, Blessed Mother Teresa, and St. John Paul II, please pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, let's get ready to get started. Blessed Mother Teresa, we're going to review her teaching. We spent a week talking about the Marian teaching of Blessed Mother Teresa. Some really neat concepts, I think, emerged when we did spend that week. But first, let me just remind you that my name is Gary Zimak. You can find out more about the work that I do by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com, and you can go there also to find out how to invite me to speak at your parish. I'd love to speak at your parish. I'd love to bring the message of Marian consecration to your parishioners. I'd also like to talk about any other number of topics, including how to overcome anxiety with the help of Christ. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go for more information. My beverage du jour today just happens to be a big glass of water. Take a nice gulp of that, because I've got a lot of talking to do. We've got the rest of the program to get through, and here we go. Blessed Mother Teresa, Day 31. Wow. Three words summarize what we learned from Blessed Mother Teresa. Number one, thirst. Number two, heart. And number three, covenant. Let's ponder each one in turn. Thirst. Our Lady was the first person to hear Jesus' cry, I thirst, with St. John, and I'm sure Mary Magdalene. Because Our Lady was there on Calvary, she knows how real, how deep is his longing for you and for the poor. Do we know? Do we feel as she? Ask her to teach. Her role is to bring you face to face, as John and Magdalene, with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified. Before, it was Our Lady pleading with Mother. Now it is Mother in her name pleading with you. Listen to Jesus' thirst. Again, these are the words of Blessed Mother Teresa, and she continues. Let us try in a special way to come as close as the human heart can come to the heart of Jesus and try to understand as much as possible Jesus' terrible pain caused to him by our sins and his thirst for our love. Thank God Our Lady was there to understand fully the thirst of Jesus for love. She must have straightaway said, I satiate your thirst with my love and the suffering of my heart. So let us ask Our Lady to help us understand. Now, this was a big part of the message given to us by Blessed Mother Teresa, and the week we spent focusing on her. We talked about this a lot. This idea of Jesus thirsting, I think it's a foreign idea for many of us. I think we often don't acknowledge the fact that Jesus did have human emotions. He was divine, but he was also human. So he could thirst. He could experience a hunger, both a physical and a spiritual hunger, a hunger for our loves. Our love. And you know, you and I think about this. We think about Jesus. We really don't think of him as being needy. He allowed himself to become needy for our love. He has this incredible thirst, more than a hunger, a thirst for our love. It's ordinarily not something that we think about when we think of Christ. But Mother Teresa wants us to focus on that. And once we have that established, that Jesus thirsts for our love, then that tells us what? That tells us that he will be somehow incomplete if he doesn't get our love. He can have the love of everybody in the world, but if he doesn't have your love, there's going to be something lacking, and there will be a thirst for your love. We have to focus on this individual relationship with Christ. It's a lot more than just his relationship with all of us. It's a relationship with you. He wants that relationship with you. And it's powerful to focus on the idea that somehow our Lord will be hurting if you don't respond to his thirst. If you're not willing to satiate his thirst, he could have the love of everybody else in the world, but yet something will be missing. Something will be missing from Jesus. And that's in his humanity. His heart longs for your love. And we are often challenged by people in our lives who give us an opportunity to love Jesus through them, but yet there's something about them that repulses us, or we don't want to step out of our comfort zone. We've got these challenges around us every day. Oftentimes it'll be the members of your family who need your love. And when you love them, even when it hurts, you're loving Jesus. You're satiating that thirst. Now, human beings being what they are, we're going to fall short many times because we let our emotions, we let our desires, our passions get in the way of what we should do. If it doesn't feel comfortable to me or if it's too unpleasant, there's a tendency that I have to say, I'm not going to do this. So this total consecration is going to help us to put aside our own feelings, which really is what is needed in order to satiate or satisfy the thirst of Jesus. I've got to be able to do it whether I feel like it or not. Total consecration will help make that easier. This is where we get ourselves into trouble. We know what the right thing to do is, and St. Paul talked about this too. Our bodies rebel against us, though. I know what the right thing to do is. I know what I should do. But when push comes to shove and the time to act arrives, what do? Oftentimes I say, I'm not up for this today. I can't do this. I've got enough of my own problems. I really can't reach out. So this total consecration can give us the boost that we need, the little push that we need to do the right thing even when we don't feel like it. So that's a really important, it's an important concept to understand that Christ has this need. He allows himself to have this need, and only you can fill that need. He's got a bit of a void. You can fill it. Total consecration will help you to do it even when you don't feel like it. That just really thrills me because I know how weak I can be. Now, the second word that we will use to summarize Mother Teresa is the word heart. A key to Mother Teresa's understanding of consecration is heart, specifically the Immaculate Heart. Recall her two prayers to Mary. Lend me your heart and keep me in your most pure heart. Also recall the importance of our imitating Mary's pondering heart. Let's start with the two prayers and then review Mary's heart pondering attitude. Lend me your heart. By this prayer, Mother Teresa was asking Our Lady to give her the love of her heart. In other words, she says, Mary, help me to love with the perfect love of your Immaculate Heart. Remember, Mother Teresa's passionate desire was to satiate the thirst of Jesus for love. And she wanted to do this in the best possible way. What better way to love Jesus than with the perfect, humble, immaculate heart of his mother? Here Mother Teresa found the secret to living out her vocation to the full. Mary, lend me your Immaculate Heart. Keep me in your most pure heart, or stated more fully, one prays, Immaculate Heart of Mary, keep me in your most pure heart, so that I may please Jesus through you, in you, and with you. This part of Mother Teresa's consecration to Mary is the most profound. She's not just asking for Mary's heart to be in her, but for her to be in Mary's heart. So this is a prayer to love Jesus through Mary, in Mary, and with Mary. This is something more than simply having Mary lend us her heart. To understand this and live it requires a loving dependence and profound union with Mary. This is expressed more fully in the next section, Covenant. Finally, we look at her pondering heart. Mother Teresa developed an attitude of gratitude by following the example of Mary, who was always pondering in her heart the good things that God was doing in her life. See Luke 2:19. Specifically, Mother Teresa followed this example through her fidelity to the examination of conscience. In other words, at the end of each day, she would ponder in her heart all the good things God had done for her that day, and would reflect on how she was or was not fully responding to his love. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you want to take a page out of the book of Mother Teresa, there's a good one to pull out. Each day, to sit back and reflect on all of the good that God has done for you and how you've responded to his love. And you know, so many times we get these blessings. Every day we're showered with blessings because God loves us so much, everything that happens to us is a blessing. Even though we might look at it that, but even the good things that happen to us, we often don't give God the credit for that. We don't thank him. We don't really pause and appreciate the great things that he does for us each day. And certainly if we're not going to appreciate the pleasant things, we're not going to appreciate the unpleasant things, the suffering, the hardships, the difficulties, the struggles that we face. But really, since everything that comes from God is good, it's not dependent on our perception, everything that happens to us is an expression of his love. So do you try to appreciate even the difficulties that you face each day? And that's something that you can learn to do with help. One of the best persons to help you is the Blessed Mother. So you're in good shape. If you have trouble looking on the bright side, if you wake up and tend to be a little negative, I understand that because I have that same tendency. And in fact, Father Gately has the same tendency too, and he's very open about that. He calls himself a melancholic. And I believe that's either in the back of the full version of this book, or I haven't looked at all the material, or it's in one of his other books too. But he talks about this idea that he struggles. He struggles to be positive sometimes, and he doesn't consider himself to be the strongest person in the world. And I think you and I can really take comfort. We should take comfort in that and realize that it's not a matter of being strong. It's a matter of being faithful and just making it a point to turn to the Lord every day. I think that's what we should really attempt to do, is to make that promise to the Lord when we make our total consecration, to spend some time with him each day. And this idea of sitting back and looking at the blessings that happen in your life each day, all the things, the people that came into your life, your family members, the events that took place, and thanking God for them and trying to see how you responded. Did I respond in a way that showed love in return to the Lord? That's a great examination of conscience, as well as the obvious, the people you met, the things you did. Was I nice to them? And then if you weren't, then you could say to the Lord, "Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to do better tomorrow." And you go to confession if necessary, if it's a serious sin. And it's always a good idea to go to confession on a regular basis, at least monthly if you can. And then ask for the grace to do better tomorrow. So this idea of looking back over your day at the end of the day, it's a good thing. And the final word we'll ponder for Mother Teresa is covenant. Moved by an ardent desire to live in the closest union with you, Mary, possible in this life, so as to more surely and fully arrive at union with your Son, I hereby pledge to live the spirit and terms of the following covenant of consecration as faithfully and as generously as I am able. And we'll conclude today with looking at Mary's duties when it comes to total consecration, and then our duties. So Mary's duties and then my duties. Mary's duty, we have 12 of these, to give of her spirit and heart. My duty is a total gift of all I have and all that I am. Mary's second duty, to possess, protect, and transform me. My second duty, total dependence on her. Mary's third duty, to inspire, to guide, and to enlighten me. My third duty, responsiveness to her spirit. Mary's fourth duty, to share her experience of prayer and praise. My fourth duty, faithfulness to prayer. So that's that commitment. I'm going to pray every day, whether I feel like it or not. Mary's fifth duty, responsibility for my sanctification. My fifth duty, trust in her intercession. So she's the one who's responsible for turning me into a saint. My responsibility, I need to trust her. She's definitely got the harder job there. Mary's sixth duty, responsibility for all that befalls me. My sixth duty, accepting all as coming from her. So if something happens, know that the Blessed Mother is sending it your way. She's getting, you know, remember, she's working with the Lord to help you. Mary's seventh duty, to share with me her virtues. My seventh duty, to imitate her spirit. Mary's eighth duty, to provide for my spiritual and material needs. My eighth duty, constant recourse to her. Mary's ninth duty, union with my heart. My ninth duty, remembrance of her presence. Don't forget that she's with you. And as we make our total consecration and we go through our day, the days that follow, just remember that she's with you. Just try to call to mind the fact that Mary is with you throughout the day. Mary's 10th duty, to purify me in my actions. My 10th duty, purity of intention and self-denial. Mary's 11th duty, the right to dispose of me of my prayers and intercession and graces. My 11th duty, the right to avail myself of her and her energies for the sake of the kingdom. And finally, the 12th duty of Mary, total freedom in and around me as she pleases in all things. In other words, she needs to do what she can, whatever she can do to make it happen, to make me a saint. My 12th duty, the right to enter into her heart and to share her interior life. And the final, we'll conclude today with the final prayer. It's more a piece of advice than it is prayer. Father Gately says, spend the day pondering Mother Teresa's Marian teaching as it is summarized by the three words, thirst, heart, and covenant. So we know what thirst is about. Jesus thirsts for our love. It makes a difference. We can't say that it's going to be no big deal to him. It is a big deal to him. As amazing as it is a big deal to him if we don't respond, if we don't do something to work on loving him. The second word is heart. We have this great gift given to us by the Lord. When he's dying on the cross, he gave us the gift of Mary as our spiritual mother. And as a result, we can borrow her heart. My love for the Lord can be a little weak at times. So I need all the help that I can get. Mary's heart is waiting for us. So we can love the Lord with Mary's heart. And finally, covenant. There's an agreement here. I've got responsibilities. A covenant involves duties on Mary's part and on my part. She's going to do many things for us, but we're also asked to have some duties as well. So I have a little responsibility. She's got a lot of responsibility. I'm going to make out much better in the deal. Spend a little time thinking about this for the remainder of today. And God willing, we're going to see you tomorrow evening for day 32 as we recap the teachings of St. John Paul II. And remember, if you need anything, Gary at Following the Truth is my email address. I do not have time to do scripture today. I'm sorry about that. But we're so close. I want to make sure that we really concentrate on getting this consecration material done and that you're prepared to make your total consecration. In a couple days, we're going to have a lot more time and I'll have the ability to go back to doing the daily scripture readings. Today, it didn't fit in. I want to thank you for taking time to join me on this Sunday. Have a beautiful rest of the day. God willing, we will see you tomorrow. If you have any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Remember, I'll be on Wake Up on Louisiana Catholic Community Radio tomorrow morning. If you're able to tune in, that'll be at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. I look forward to joining you again here. Remember, there's always a seat for you at my table. God bless you. Have a great day, and thank you again.